Hello, friends. On today's show, a dude does his part in making silly signs, Colorado gives access to those that need accessibility, and two brothers, both alike in dignity, in fair Houston, where we lay our scene. I don't know what that was. Anyway, that's coming up. Jessica, please give us the intro.
We all need that one friend, don't we? The one that, no matter how crazy things get around us, always has some good news to share? Hey, what if you had two friends like that? That's twice the good times. On the rocks, not for long, because everything sounds better when you're two beers in. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
I'm still on Ed Brimley. That's no, not Ed Brimley. Wow, I'm mixing them all up. Who is
Wilford
Brimley, not Ed Brimley?
Ed Asner, Wilford Brimley.
Ed Brimley, almost.
I was stuck in that fly mechanism.
Oh, you would. Jeff that Goldblum. Would have been sad as sad can be.
Yes, I must say.
You were mixing him up with Harry Carey?
Yes. Okay. Well, I was doing kind of a Wilford Brimley doing Harry Carey, which sounds sexual,
but dancing,
and it doesn't mean to be that
dancing
way.
Like Ed Brimley.
Yes, I must say.
There's an image.
Everything is wrong.
You know, when my brain worked, it wasn't nearly as entertaining.
Everything I miss, it's my mind I miss the most. Hello, everybody. You're listening to, apparently, to Two Beers In, a podcast where we explore the pluses and minuses of Wilford Brimley, Ed Grimley, and Harry Carey. Yep, that's going to be the next 1 hour. We're going to go long.
Oh,
tell
no.
The
what?
Tell the associates we're going
God.
Long.
Tell the networks.
Yep.
Tell the affiliates.
We're going long.
People are going to have to Google the names.
Yep. That's what's great.
And the term we're going long.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell the affiliates.
Also,
they'll assume it's porn.
I am your host, Brett Weaver. I am enjoying, besides probably hallucinogens, a iron whip, and also I love the music stab. The music stab was good, and yes, and the Coors Banquet as a back chaser. You're saying, Brett, you're having an iron whip. You must be at, yes, you're right. We're at the Yellow Ranger here off Airport in Austin, Texas, just below
Barflies. One of the darkest bars.
This is the second darkest on this side. Yes. So here we are. We're enjoying. And look, there's my co-host.
Hey, it's me, Monica. I'm having a Love Street Blonde beer.
Yes, make sure you say beer.
I should. Yes. See, I got no musical stab for that.
$50
That's right.
Yeah, and there's our buddy Doug right over there.
Yeah, I'm having a McConaughey's in honor of watching Dazed and Confused this week.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably be talking about that at the Patreon.
A McConaughey's looks a little hazy.
Yes.
It is. It's a hazy That's, IPA.
That is quite appropriate.
Yep.
Yes.
Given the topic.
McConaughey's made famous by our friends at Great Night.
Who sucked that down like candy.
When I was there that first year, McConaughey's it wasn't even in its own can. It was a...
Matthew brought the keg over himself?
You had to carry it in your
pocket. It seemed like... Oh. No, yeah. What happened was we saw the McConaughey seal, and then you peeled it off, and it was... Oh, country singer, was roommates. He went to Texas A&M. I can't remember.
I don't know.
But his beer was, the label was underneath. So you could peel it off for a long time. And we thought it was a dying beer. because just nobody was buying it, especially at the store that we would go to. And then all of a sudden, about after 4 months, it started picking up and everybody was selling it. And we're like, yeah, it must be us.
Yeah.
It must be because.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we
are. Market movers.
Yep. We are the, I don't know. So, yeah, whatever.
He's got two drinks already.
And four stories to
and
tell.
Four stories.
And one I'm going to move to the end instead of being at the beginning. We're going to start with, though, the first one. Do you want to do it? Do you want me to do it?
Well, shoot.
Then I'll do it.
Everything is gone. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There it is. There we go. It's a one paragrapher.
The Rocky Mountain story?
Yes.
Sure. I'll take it.
Go ahead.
I'll take it.
Go ahead.
All right. Rocky Mountain National Park just became the latest park to offer free all-terrain wheelchairs for disabled visitors.
Only disabled visitors.
That's right. Listen up, Greg Abbott.
I'm just saying.
Vacation is calling.
Yeah, right. Please.
About 28 national park sites currently offer adaptive equipment and mobility devices for visitors to check out for free when they visit. In the face of federal funding cuts, these changes were made possible by the support of the Rocky Mountain Conservancy, a nonprofit arm of this NPS's site, enabling disabled visitors to experience Rocky in a way that would not be
Rocky.
Possible without them.
And later, Bullwinkle.
Yes,
that's right.
Again.
I keep getting June Foray mixed up with
Harry Carey.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
Ed Grimley.
It's never going to be. It's never coming. The lady who played Trixie in Speed Racer, who I actually met. I keep thinking I met June Foray, and it
you
wasn't.
You didn't. No.
It was Corrine Orr. Ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Brain.
4,000 episodes, they never checked the trunk.
No.
They were always in the trunk.
Always in the trunk. Oh, let's go on to the next story. Oh, brothers in Houston.
It's all about Houston.
Yay.
You guys love Houston.
We love Houston. Like their food. Don't like the hurricanes.
I love them.
In Houston, two brothers are dedicating their time off to giving back to the community. Daniel and Martin Hernandez, who both work full-time jobs, have made it their mission to help those in need through acts of kindness. What kinds of acts of kindness? Let's read on.
Tell us more. Would you like to know more?
Would you like to know more now? I buy that for a dollar. What began as a weekly service of free lawn care has since expanded to include free pressure washing. The brothers offer to clean driveways, sidewalks, and patios for those who struggle financially. As Martin explained, you never know what people are going through. I know it's just pressure washing a driveway, but it can mean a lot to people and brighten up their day. Their passion for helping others began 4 years ago while working paid lawn care. They met a woman who couldn't afford her medication, and the brothers were so moved by her situation that they decided to do her lawn for free. This experience inspired them to set aside at least one day each week to help others in similar situations, offering their services at no cost. The brothers now share their efforts on two family-run YouTube channels. I think I probably watched those. Each with over 450,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Their ultimate goal is to inspire others to make a difference. We always think about how we can possibly encourage people to go out there and help people out and just spread kindness around the city of Houston, said Daniel.
I've seen several YouTube videos of people who just help somebody else get their lawn in order or put a driveway down or something like that. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah. What makes me wonder, just because I've hung around Justin Robert Young and Brian Brushwood.
Never heard of them.
I wonder if the algorithm on YouTube right now is favoring that kind of thing.
Could be.
To where they're making more money at it.
Yeah.
And which is great.
Yeah, they're probably more shareable than some of the other stuff that people get locked into.
Yeah.
So that, you know, spreads it out to other people. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
In the last symposium that I took with Brian, he actually changed an old YouTube video algorithm. He changed the title and wanted to make it go live and see how it would do. And it was rock, paper, scissors. How to always win at rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Even a child. But he changed the title to How to Beat Children. And then...
How were the views?
Poor science.
I mean, immediately, people latched onto it, kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, he was kind of like... Yeah, I think I better change this.
that reminds me of the Jon Stewart thing on the old Daily Show when he's like, with our next segment, Jon Stewart touches children. No, you guys.
Right.
No.
Sounds like a Ron Burgundy thing.
Touching children is easy. No, again.
No.
What have I told you?
I put that on the teleprompter.
We've agreed this wasn't going to happen. Why don't you take Phil Knight?
All right.
Okay.
I will take him.
Kinky.
So, yeah. He's a knight after all. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's the co-founder of Nike. Mm-hmm. And he's donated $2 billion with a B.
Billion.
Yep.
To a cancer research center at the Oregon Health and Science University, or OSU, as it is better known.
Okay.
In what the institution has dubbed as the largest ever gift to a U.S. university, college, or academic health center. Mm-hmm. The donation from Knight and his wife, Penny, will support the school's Knight Cancer Institute and continues the couple's long track record of backing cancer. Oh, sorry, cancer research.
Research, I was going to say. We're for it.
We couldn't be more excited about the transformational potential of this work
cancer.
For humanity,
yes,
said the Knights in a statement. Their donation will focus on aiding cancer research, diagnosis, treatment, care, and someday eradication,
yes,
they added. Because of the magnitude of the donation, the Knight Cancer Institute will now become a self-governed entity within OHSU, overseen by the newly created Knight Cancer Group. Leading the group is Brian Drucker, a physician scientist who chairs OHSU's leukemia research, and was the lead developer of Gleevec, okay?
Sure.
A groundbreaking precision cancer drug. With the Knights backing, the Institute plans to accelerate diagnostics, expand access to clinical trials, and provide patients with a wide range of resources from counseling to symptom management and survivorship care.
Mm.
Hurrah.
Hurrah.
That's really good news considering how much cancer research funding got taken away from Harvard.
Absolutely,
so it's good,
yes.
You know, backing back up elsewhere.
So it's switching to the other coast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, it's doing the thing on me.
It's doing that thing.
Hold on. There it goes.
Yeah, we need more good news on cancer.
Yep. Good news.
Hey.
There's more cancer.
Not what
my good news is. Had the girls checked. They're real, they're spectacular, and they're healthy.
Good for you.
Yes.
Take them out for a drive.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys. I'm back.
Oh, that's a different thing.
I do feel, though, that without a support bra, I've become a 36 long.
So. Very nice. Very nice. For our final story. These silly signs are one man's campaign against anti-fun city.
Anti-fun city? There is such a place?
His anti-fun city.
Is it Martinsville, Virginia?
It is not.
Oh.
It is the English city.
DC.
The English city of Chichester.
Or Chichester?
Chichester.
There's Colchester.
C-H-I.
Yeah, that's Chichester.
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 I didn't sound it out. Sorry. In Chichester, one resident is taking a creative approach to a perceived fun deficit. That was in quotation marks. Calling himself.
I heard them.
the Chichester Anti-Recreation Partnership, or CARP. He's been placing a series of humorous signs around town that mimic public notices and road signs. His goal is to use humor as a way to get people to think about local issues, whether it's the lack of fun activities or more serious problems like poorly maintained roads. While a study once named Chichester the best place to live in West Sussex, just in case you were wondering.
Yes.
Not East Sussex.
No.
Not just Sussex.
No.
West Sussex.
Greater Sussex.
Yes. CARP believes the city falls short on recreational opportunities. Look, I absolutely adore Chichester, he told BBC. And yes, that is his actual accent. But it does have
some. That's a direct quote.
But it does have some notable gaps, particularly when it comes to fun and things for younger people to do. His signs, such as ones declaring a formal attire only zone or a coffee control area, are designed to be a gentle poke at the city's stuffiness and brighten the day of residents. The Chichester City Council, however, says it's already working on. Look, I'm working on it. That's what they said. To address the issue, they told the BBC they've been organizing events like concerts and light shows, which have been well received by the community. The council also has a working group dedicated to getting feedback from young people. And, you know, the young people are just like, I. And that's about it.
This is England. We didn't expect fun.
Yes. Oh, bother. Despite the city council's efforts, CARP isn't stopping. His signs are often removed quickly, but that doesn't deter him as he shares photos of them on social media where they gain traction. He says he doesn't mind if the signs are taken down as long as they spark a smile, a laugh, a conversation, or most importantly, inspire action to make Chichester a more lively place to live.
Did you ever see the duck sexing sign in Nacogdoches?
No.
When they posted a duck crossing sign,
yes,
they did it with a little bit of flair. Instead of a couple of ducks, you know, together, one of them was tilted forward and one was tilted back, and they didn't think it through, but some enterprising vandal did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he
put a college student.
Right. And he put little boobs on the front one and something else on the back one and sure. Changed the X-ing to a sexing, and it disappeared rather rapidly, but it lasted for a couple of days. It was very funny.
Very good.
Yeah.
There used to be a children's clothing store in Greenville, South Carolina, where I lived, called the Gingham Goose.
Nice.
And they had a sign, but unfortunately, the only place to park was around behind the building. And so they had an arrow.
Sure.
Behind the goose that said,
park back here.
Park in back. And yeah, that made the rounds,
sure,
you might say.
Lively.
You know, if we were to create a sign, a silly sign.
It's always funny. This is always funny.
It might say, shameless plug ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
Or it might say,
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com makes you sexier.
Sure. At least to ducks.
It's, well, at least it's silly anyway.
Yes. Patreon.com/2beersin is where you can go to sign up and get an extra episode every week, which we always do.
Yes.
This week, we're going to be talking about something.
Oh, I love that topic.
We'll talk about employment, cars, and new stuff.
Things.
That's the theme for
yes.
Patreon.
Yes.
New stuff.
I have
in
news,
our lives.
And you want to come and listen to it. So yeah. You can go to patreon.com/2beersin, or you can even send us email.
What?
Yes, you can. Over at 2beersin@weightlesspod.com.
Flood our box.
We want, if you
Wait,
know what I
what?
Mean.
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of sexing,
yeah.
We want to hear from you. So do it now. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Okay. So to close out, I decided to go with the classic, and I don't know why it took me this long to pick this song out, but I'm going to do
it. What were you thinking?
I was thinking, well, you
apparently
know,
of other things.
Everybody knows about Bobby McFerrin, but what tends to happen is all anybody really remembers is Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Right.
Which is really not his best song.
No.
The video's fantastic.
Yeah.
But the song is not the greatest. So, musical icon Bobby McFerrin has carved out a unique career defined by his innovative use of his human voice. And by the way, this is before looping existed. So, a multi-talented artist, his scope spans multiple genres from pop success like Don't Worry, Be Happy to collaborations with renowned artists across jazz and classical music like Yo-Yo Ma, Chick Corea, Dizzy Gillespie. He was born in a musical family, the son of a opera singer.
Wow.
And, yeah. And he went on to not only do these, the first like three albums are just him. It's him live doing a thing. And then he created the Voicestra where he had other people sing along with him.
Okay.
Yeah. And so with the times being like they are and everything that's gone on recently, I thought this would be a good song to play. It's his version of Blackbird.
Okay.
And it's by Bobby McFerrin. And listen to it and know this is not a loop. This is him singing the thing all the way through. So before I push the button, I have been your host, Brett Weaver. I'm turning on the mic. I want to make sure that the volume level is correct. Yeah.
You just pulled that out of your ass.
Yes, I did.
A lit flashlight.
I just had to.
I am impressed.
I just.
That's why your eyes were like. That's why your eyes were lighting up like
they're
that.
They're sparkling. Yes, that's right. I have been your host, Brett Weaver. I've been enjoying a Coors Banquet.
That's right. Not some ordinary Coors.
No.
Not some silver bullet bullshit.
No. Coors Banquet.
Coors Banquet.
And an Iron Whip.
I've been your co-host, Monica. I've been enjoying Love Street Blonde Ale.
Yes. And then our friend Doug over there.
And I've been getting Makana Hazy.
There you go. So thank you for listening to us. Keep listening to us. Reach out to us. Listen to this song. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes? No. Here we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Boom, doo, doo, doo. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Boom, 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 for your life. But you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Beep, beep, beep. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Sing these song in my eyes and learn to sing. Bim doom ba doom, ba doom, all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be afraid. Beep, 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 doo, doo, blah. Blackbird fly. Boom, 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 blah. Blackbird fly. Boom, 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 yeah, to the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Boom, 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 your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing at the dead of night. Take this song in my eyes and learn to sing. Boom, 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 your life. Boom, 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 boom. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Beep, beep, doo, doo, blah, heck, heck, burr, hurt, fly. Beep, doo, boom, beep, doo, blah, heck, heck, burr, hurt, fly. Beep, doo, doo, yeah, the light. man of a dark black night. Into the land of the dark black night. Night, 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 night.